Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most beautiful and sought-after communities in the area, Anna Maria Island. David, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to talk about Anna Maria Island today. It's honestly one of my favorite places to work with buyers, and there's so much to unpack about what makes it such a special market.
So, for people who might not be super familiar with Anna Maria Island, what makes it stand out compared to other areas around here? Like, why are people so drawn to it?
Oh man, where do I even start? Anna Maria Island is this really unique barrier island community that's got this perfect blend of laid-back island living with actually solid real estate fundamentals. You've got pristine beaches, incredible Gulf views, and it's got this kind of authentic Florida charm that you don't find everywhere anymore. People aren't just buying there for the views. They're buying into a lifestyle and a community that's really special.
I love that. So when you're working with buyers who are looking at Anna Maria Island, what are the key things they should be thinking about before they jump in? Like, what's your buyer's guide checklist?
You know, the first thing is understanding the market dynamics. Anna Maria Island has its own rhythm, especially when we're talking about snowbird season. That's November through April when the island really comes alive. So timing matters. Are you buying as a primary residence, an investment property, or maybe a seasonal retreat? That totally changes the strategy.
Right. That's smart. So the seasonal aspect is huge. What else should buyers be thinking about?
Property type is another big one. You've got everything from beachfront condos to single-family homes to investment properties. Each has different pros and cons. Beachfront is premium, obviously, but you're dealing with hurricane insurance, salt air maintenance, all that stuff. And then there's the whole question of whether you want to be right on the beach or maybe a block or two back where you get island living without some of those extra costs and complications.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize the insurance piece was such a factor. So if someone's thinking about buying on Anna Maria Island, they really need to understand those additional costs up front?
Absolutely. And honestly, it's not just insurance. You're looking at HOA fees if it's a condo, maintenance costs for oceanfront properties, and you need to factor in what the actual property taxes look like in that area. It's all part of the real picture. And here's the thing, location within Anna Maria Island matters too. Are you in the city of Anna Maria, or are you in one of the other communities on the island? That affects everything from regulations to what your neighbors are like.
So there's actually a lot of nuance to this. It's not just, I want to live on Anna Maria Island. It's really about understanding what part of the island, what type of property, and what your actual financial picture looks like. What would you say is the biggest mistake you see buyers make?
Oh, that's easy. People fall in love with the location and the views and forget to do their homework on the numbers. They don't get a proper inspection, they don't understand what their actual carrying costs are going to be, and they don't think about liquidity. If you're buying an investment property, you need to know what the rental market looks like and whether the numbers actually work. And honestly, working with someone who knows the Anna Maria Island market specifically, not just the general Sarasota market, that makes a huge difference.
That's really solid advice. So if someone's seriously considering making a move to Anna Maria Island, what's the first step they should take?
Get clear on what you actually want and what your budget really is. Then connect with someone who knows the island inside and out. And I'd say spend some time there during different seasons if you can. Visit during snowbird season, visit during the summer. Get a feel for what the community is actually like year round. And check out some of the resources we've put together. We've got market reports and guides that break down everything from the seasonal dynamics to luxury home photography tips that show you how to really evaluate these properties.
That's awesome. David, this has been super helpful. I think anyone thinking about Anna Maria Island is going to get a ton of value out of this. For folks who want to dig deeper, we'll have links in the show notes to your market reports and buyer resources.
Thanks for having me. I love talking about Anna Maria Island. It's such an amazing place, and I'm always happy to help people figure out if it's the right fit for them.